Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. Certainly a great and eventful day. One of the real heroes of our time died this morning in a prison camp in Russia. He did not die of entirely natural causes. The Russian regime under Vladimir Putin had previously attempted to poison him. He was imprisoned, serving a sentence of 19 years for anti-government activity. This 1 month before Putin faces re-election, he is heavily favored to win his fifth term. All of this involving Alexei Navalny helping to put the situation that we have right now in the United States with the rise of isolationism and people who want to wash their hands of the horrors that are being imposed on the people of Ukraine by the brutal regime in Moscow. We will get to that and put that in context. We will also bring you the news that is supposed to be breaking at any moment, and we will, of course, interrupt for it. That very long criminal fraud business trial in New York City involving Judge Arthur Engoron and Donald J. Trump, where the prosecutors are looking for $370 million from President Trump and his business associates, including his children, plus bans on any previous, any subsequent business attempts that they might have in the state of New York. There's going to be a verdict. He's already been held guilty of fraud. The question is, what will the punishment be and how many millions of dollars will be involved? We will bring you that story. We'll also be talking with Charles Lipson, a former professor at the University of Chicago, talking about a good day for Trump in one of his other cases, the racketeering case in Georgia, where Fani Willis was testifying earlier, as was her father, who was more effective than she was. But Fani Willis, the prosecutor, trying to go after 18 associates of President Trump and the former president himself, having to do with vote fraud, and vote fraud attempting to overturn an election and to discard genuine votes that had been cast for people not named Donald Trump, and to decertify properly chosen electors. We will get to that issue with Professor Charles Lipson. And we'll also be talking to Tim Nichols of The Atlantic magazine, who has a provocative column called The Weirdest Election in All American History. And, oh, yes, there's some big, big news about that weird election involving Joe Manchin. No, it's not what a lot of people expected. It's the opposite, but we will get to that also on The Medved Show. 1-800-955-1776, our phone number. The death of Alexei Navalny, the by far the most prominent, charismatic, and amazing dissident voice in the Putin dictatorship in Russia. Alexei Navalny had this to say. He returned to Russia in January of 2021. He was living abroad, right before he boarded his plane to come back to Russia, where he was arrested, and he knew he would be arrested, he posted a film called Putin's Palace, The Story of the World's Largest Bribe. He posted it on YouTube. The film, nearly 2 hours long, it's really extraordinary. It's totally riveting. It's an extraordinary feat of investigative reporting, they report in The Atlantic. using secret plans, drone footage, 3D visualizations, and the testimony of construction workers. Navalny's video told the story of a hideous $1.3 billion Black Sea villa containing every luxury that a dictator could imagine, a hookah bar, a hockey rink, a helipad, a vineyard, an oyster farm, a Russian Orthodox church. The video also described the eye-watering costs and the financial trickery that had gone into the construction of the palace on behalf of its owner, Vladimir Putin. This is what Richard Engel had to say about the history of the late Alexei Navalny's courageous and death-defying, literally, opposition to Vladimir Putin. Clip 14A.
Russia's leading opposition figure, Alexei Navalny, piled pressure on the Kremlin and put a target on his back. Born in 1976 in what was then the Soviet Union, Navalny trained as a lawyer and rose to prominence as a political blogger. In 2011, he started the Anti-Corruption Foundation, which exposed the extravagant wealth of Russian officials, including President Vladimir Putin.
The biggest thing that Putin is afraid of is public discontent in Russia, and that is why it's so afraid of opposition leaders.
Navalny's and Putin's stars were intertwined. As Putin tightened his grip on power, Navalny became a leading figure at anti-government protests. "We will force them to live by the law because we hold the power here," he shouted. He was arrested countless times and turned to tax to his advantage. In 2017, after announcing his intentions to run for president, Navalny was attacked with green dye twice. "Maybe the Kremlin thinks that I will not record videos with a green face," he said. "But now, even more people will watch."
And then he talked about the fateful decision, and ultimately fatal decision, by Alexei Navalny to return to Moscow.
"2019, as Navalny's Anti-Corruption Foundation gained support nationally, police raided their offices and arrested several activists, including, of course, Navalny. But in 2020, his life was threatened like never before. On a plane traveling from Siberia to Moscow, Navalny became deathly ill. He fell into a coma and was put on a ventilator. While recovering in a German hospital, investigators revealed he had been poisoned with Novichok, a Soviet-era neurotoxin. Navalny blamed Putin for the attack, a claim the Kremlin denies. Miraculously, Navalny recovered and participated in the investigation into his own poisoning, documenting the whole thing on social media. Despite the threats against his life, in January 2021, Navalny and his wife Yulia voluntarily returned to Moscow.
And they returned to Moscow in the hope of continuing opposition to President Putin. We will talk about the ongoing news and reaction. Kamala Harris was at the Munich Security Conference. She reacted to Navalny's death. And, there is also breaking news we'll come back to. President Trump has been ordered to pay $364 million in his civil fraud trial, and he's barred from running businesses in New York for 3 years. Now, of course, as he will point out, he's planning to be president during the next 3 years. So he wouldn't have so much opportunity to perform business in any event. But this is really a one of many, many, many legal fronts, some of which Trump did well on today. I think that when Fani Willis is attacked, that probably helps Trump, doesn't it? We will get back to the Trump verdict and what it means and the death of Navalny and its big significance for the United States and the world, all coming up on the Medved Show.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night. And more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. It's just $19.95 for a three-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to MichaelMedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, MichaelMedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. If you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
On the Michael Medved show, it is an almost incomprehensible amount of money. $364 million that we're talking about in the latest decision against Donald Trump. This is the way that Lester Holt on NBC commented on the verdict that was just handed down. Listen.
Judge in New York just ordered him to pay about $187 million in penalties after he was found liable for fraudulent business practices. At issue in the trial, the fate of Mr. Trump's business empire and fortune, and whether he and other defendants, including the Trump Organization and his eldest sons Eric and Don Jr., inflated the value of his properties to get better loan terms. Trump has repeatedly denied any wrongdoing in the case, and his legal team has said it would appeal the decision. Senior legal correspondent Laura Jarrett is with me. There's more than just the dollar amount he's facing.
That's right, Lester, but still the dollar amount staggering. $187 million as a civil fine, a penalty for having inflated his assets to try to get banks and lenders to give him better loans, to give him better deals on all of the properties that we know so well. Some of his most famous real estate holdings, including Trump Tower, Mar-a-Lago, 40 Wall Street, all of those properties, the judge having already determined were falsely and fraudulently inflated. And the whole crux of this trial was to determine the bottom line number, along with a couple of other straggler remaining terms, such as falsifying business records, insurance fraud.
And one of the things that is astonishing about this is coming at the same moment that President Trump has decided to anoint his daughter-in-law, Lara Trump, the wife of Eric Trump, his second son. And she is supposed to be the new co-chair of the Republican Party, replacing Ronna Romney McDaniel. And that's supposed to be happening at any moment. And it's one of those things that it maybe should alarm people a little bit about trying to make the Republican Party a Trump family business. I mean, right now, you've got to ask yourself a question. Given the fact that President Trump got elected as president, in part because people had so much confidence and so much belief in his business acumen, his ability to run a business, to work as an executive, to do a superb job. What does this mean, given the fact that he also now, it has been announced that they are going to have a trial before the election on the other business fraud related paying hush money to porn stars, that trial also in New York. And given the fact that he's already been hit with an $83.3 million verdict by E. Jean Carroll in her second defamation case against him, the whole thing is almost, again, as I say, when you look at the amount of money, it's almost unimaginable. Judge Arthur Engoron ordered the former president and the Trump Organization to pay over $364 million in damages. And his decision bars Trump from, quote, serving as an officer or director of any New York corporation or other legal entity in New York for a period of 3 years. In other words, we're going to install someone as president, are we? Who is ineligible to serve as head of a corporation in New York because of illegal and fraudulent and criminal activity. The judgment is the second this year against Trump after he was hit last month with an $83.3 million verdict in writer E. Jean Carroll's defamation case against him. The former president could also face four criminal trials this year as his presidential campaign barrels toward the November election. The first one is set to begin in New York State Court on March 25th, so a little bit more than a month from now. New York Attorney General Letitia James had been seeking $370 million from Trump top executives, including sons Donald Trump Jr. and Eric Trump, alleging repeated and persistent fraud that included falsifying business records and financial statements. Letitia James, the Attorney General of New York State, had argued those financial statements were at times exaggerated by as much as $2.2 billion. And by the way, one of the things you should be prepared for, everybody out there who's probably majority of people in the audience who have given to some kind of conservative cause or Republican cause or to the Trump campaign itself, there will be lots and lots of solicitations coming your way to help President Trump pay off some of this money. Of course, they're going to delay that because they're going to be pursuing appeals, but of all of that, of course, requires more and more and more money for legal fees as well. With all of this going on, and it has sort of this melodramatic but almost comical feel to it, because what you're talking about here is a company that got itself into a tremendous amount of trouble, and meanwhile we're talking about the force of evil in the world, and Alexei Navalny was 47 years old. Obviously, quote, too young to run for president of the United States. We have candidates who are 77 and 81. But the idea that Navalny apparently was taking a walk in the penal colony in the far north of Russia, not a great place to be, in Siberia right now, and he was taking a walk in the prison yard, and he collapsed. What the actual story is, we don't know. But there are reactions now from many, many people around the world. The most telling reaction to me, which is just amazing, is before Navalny died, just days before he died, Tucker Carlson was asked about what he thought about freedom of speech and about assassinations by Vladimir Putin. And the answer from Tucker Carlson, it's priceless. We will get that to you and more. We'll be talking about the other Trump trial coming down the line, the one in Georgia, where there's a counterattack going on against his prosecutors. We will get to that and to more with Charles Lipson, who is a former professor of political science at the University of Chicago, where he founded the program on international politics, economics, and security. He's also a contributing editor to The Spectator. We'll be right back with Dr. Charles Lipson coming up.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. The DA herself taking the stand in a Georgia courtroom Thursday at a hearing to determine if she should be removed from an election case against former President Trump. USA's John Schaefer has the details.
Fulton County District Attorney Fonnie Willis facing scrutiny regarding financial transactions and trips she shared with Trump prosecutor Nathan Wade.
The reason I consider that he did not is I gave him his money back.
Wade testified earlier during the Thursday hearing aimed at deciding whether Willis should be removed from Donald Trump's Georgia election crime case due to their romantic involvement. She previously dismissed all allegations against her as falsehoods.
Special Counsel Robert Hur is now set to testify before a Republican-led House panel next month. He's the one who wrote a recent report referring to President Biden as well-meaning but with bad memory. Hur's public testimony is set for March 12th before the GOP-led House Judiciary Committee. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a two-month supply plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
On the Michael Medved show, in two of the trials facing President Trump, and again, that's four major trials and 91 indictments, counts of indictments, but there were sort of opposite developments. On the one hand, there was good news for Trump because, as our guest, Professor Charles Lipson, writes, Fonnie Willis, the district attorney for Fulton County, Georgia, went down in flames yesterday. A crematorium wouldn't have been more efficient. Her angry, self-righteous defense added a load of fossil fuel to the conflagration. And then today, a day later, there was the decision handed down by Judge Arthur Engoron in New York State, and a decision that is devastating to Trump and his family and his business. Not the kind of thing that would put him in jail, but the kind of thing where it's going to be difficult for him to come up with the $363 million that he's supposed to come up with now, in addition to the $83.3 million he already owes to E. Jean Carroll. Charles Lipson is the Peter B. Ritzma Professor of Political Science Emeritus at University of Chicago, where he was the founder of the Program on International Politics, Economics, and Security. He is also a contributing writer to The Spectator. Charles, first of all, the question of Fonnie Willis. Why was her performance yesterday in a hearing in Georgia so devastating for her cause and so encouraging for President Trump and his defenders?
Well, it's great to be with you. I thought that she was completely out of control. She was angry. She went off on these wild tangents. But issue is essentially misbehavior in her office. I don't know, given that judges in Georgia have to be reelected, this one's coming up and so forth, whether she'll be thrown off the case. She should be, but I don't know if she will be. The basic issue is that she hired her boyfriend to be the major outside counsel for her in the biggest case that's ever been brought by any DA.
Doesn't she say that he only became her boyfriend after they started working together on this case?
That's correct. But at that point, she needed to disclose it. She never did. She paid him $650,000 or more out of taxpayer funds. He's never had any experience with this kind of case. There's absolutely no reason why she should have hired him other than some kind of friendship. But the problem for the RICO defendants, Donald Trump and company, is that they have not been able to come up with a smoking gun that shows one, either of two things. One is that they were a couple before she hired him. There's ambiguous evidence on that. They testified that they only became a sexually engaged couple after he was still married, but after she had hired him. And the other thing is that they haven't been able to prove that he gave her gifts. They went on all these trips together. Everything seems to have been charged to his card, his credit card. And she says, oh, and I repaid him in cash. And then when you say, well, where did you get the cash? She said, well, I had it at home. And then you say, well, where did you actually come up with it? You don't have any ATM receipts yet. I mean, in other words, there's no proof she actually paid him. There's no proof she had the money. And, the question then turns on whether or not the appearance of that impropriety is enough. I got to tell you, Michael, just to be candid, watching her performance and watching the people from her office felt like I was swimming in the sewer.
Well, let's play a segment of that Fani Willis testimony talking about her obligation to disclose what could have been and appears to have been a very compromising relationship. This is Fani Willis on the stand.
Did you tell anyone at Fulton County Board of County Commissioners about your relationship with Mr. Wade?
No.
Did you disclose your relationship to anybody at Fulton County?
No, I don't think so.
And as the chief law enforcement officer of Fulton County, I assume that you're familiar with the county code and ordinances?
I've said we're not going to cover that in this hearing, Ms. Merchant.
I'm sorry, Judge?
We said we weren't going to cover the county regulations.
Okay, and I won't. Let me ask you this then. So are you aware that you're required to disclose any relationship with someone that you contract with in Fulton County?
Would this be different because it's in the potential for impeachment?
Yes.
What did you ask me?
Ms. Merchant, if you could re-ask the question.
Okay. Are you aware that Fulton County requires you to disclose any relationship with someone that you're doing business with?
I'm not aware, and I know often that things are confused with state constitutional officers in county, but I'm not aware.
Not tremendously confidence inspiring, is it?
No, I mean, you just get the feeling that she and Nathan Wade are in way over their head. I mean, a lot of this material came out because of Nathan Wade, the person she hired and who is her boyfriend or was for a while. the Ashley Merchant, who is the, I would say, the best lawyer on the other side in terms of bringing out this evidence, and said, yes, this is a relationship that began in 2019, well before she hired him. And then now, when he's been asked to testify, this guy Terrence Bradley, he said, no, I can't do any of that. I can't say any of that because it's all attorney-client privilege, because he later was hired to do some divorce work for Nathan Wade. It's all just very sleazy. We can see what's really happened here. And it's just going to be a question, and I think we have a question in New York and elsewhere of just whether the politics of going after Donald Trump is so powerful in some jurisdictions, big urban settings, and Washington, D.C., where over 90% of the people voted against Trump, maybe 95%, New York City, where we just had a ruling against Trump.
We will talk about what all of that is going to mean as we approach the election. Speaking with Charles Lipson, who is a professor emeritus at the University of Chicago and a contributing writer to The Spectator, because aside from this Georgia case and all of the sleaze that has been exposed involving the prosecutors, which are the cases that Trump should be more concerned about? And what about that decision handed down today for $363 million in a fraud case, another fraud case? We'll get to that and more with Charles Lipson coming up on the Medved Show. Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for Amfed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and Company, owner of Amfed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call Amfed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. A lot of times on the Michael Medved Show, we're talking about the present, things that just happened. Sometimes we try to look toward the future, but we also try very seriously to look toward the past. And that's why it's a very good idea right now in this present moment to sign up as a Medhead Plus member. It gives you access to close to 100 history programs on the Medved Show, ranging from the American Revolution to the origins of the State of Israel to the history of political parties in the United States and the Constitution and world struggles like World War I and World War II, and yes, the Vietnam War. All available to you at a minuscule cost of 22 cents a day. Plus access to our show 24/7. Go to MedvedHistoryStore.com. You spend a little, you learn a lot.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
On the Michael Medved Show, we are back with Professor Charles Lipson, Emeritus Professor of Political Scientist at University of Chicago and a contributing writer to The Spectator, who has written a piece about the damage, really, that Fani Willis, with some of her angry responses in court yesterday and a hearing, and some of her irresponsible behavior, frankly, the damage that has done to an attempt to prosecute President Trump for RICO offenses, together with some 18 of his associates, in trying to steal an election. Yes, steal an election in Georgia for the presidency, an election that Biden won statewide by 11,180 votes. I believe that's the right number that everybody remembers because that's what Trump was looking for in that famous phone call. Charles, there's a very big question here about the impact of all of these legal cases against Donald Trump. And I can tell from the way you're discussing this that you hold the same point of view that I think most observers do, that among these various cases, this RICO case, this racketeering case in the state of Georgia, has not been one of his major concerns. First of all, do you agree with that? And secondly, what should be his concerns in terms of some of the ongoing cases that could actually damage his campaign?
It's a very interesting question, don't you think, Michael? Because I think that the financial issues, unless and until higher courts somewhere rule that these are just excessive, vastly excessive judgments that have to be scaled well down, that's one concern. The concern in Georgia, that case really is the most fundamental to us as Americans, because what's at issue is whether there was an attempt to overturn an election outside of normal legal bounds. But that case has now been so badly botched by Fani Willis that mostly what we're engaged in is figuring out whether or not she should be disqualified and her whole office should be disqualified. And that's a particular problem. That case is a particular problem for Trump because it's a state case, and right now no president of the United States can pardon anyone for it, and even the governor of Georgia can't do it because of a peculiarity in their laws. And then there's the case case on the documents in Florida, and where he not only had documents that he shouldn't have had, but he seems to have told federal agents that he didn't have them when he did. With that's obstruction of justice. The problem there is that after Robert Hur, the special counsel who was looking into the documents at Joe Biden House, said, look, he had all these documents. He was not supposed to have them. He had no authority to have them. He had them when he was vice president, even senator, where he took them out of a secure location and should never have done that. He shared them with other people. They were in an unsecure location. But we're not going to prosecute him because he's too old and his memory is too bad to bring him to court. So, I mean, how can you then go after Trump in Florida, even though there is this additional case, this additional issue of not telling the truth about whether you have the documents? I just think that what's happening is that people who like Trump, and even many who don't, think that he is being prosecuted a whole variety of cases that nobody else would have been prosecuted on, and he's being prosecuted for political reasons.
Do you think that that balance looks like it gets redressed with the upcoming impeachment trial? And they have to have some kind of trial, even if they make it very snappy, for Alejandro Mayorkas. And the impeachment investigations aimed at Joe Biden himself. I mean, at what point do you suspect that the American people, or maybe that point has been reached already, say enough with this? Because, again, to follow all the prosecutions against Biden, Hunter Biden, now Alejandro Mayorkas, and of course, Donald Trump himself, with countless prosecutions, you really need a scorecard to keep them straight. That's not something that the American people seem enthusiastic to support, is it?
I completely agree with you, Michael, and I would just say this about them. Let me talk about Mayorkas for just a second. The issue there, everybody knows he won't be thrown out of office. He's already been impeached by a single vote. It's party line in the House. The reason that the Republicans wanted to do that was that they wanted to keep the illegal immigration issue front and center on the front page, so that every day that that's an issue in the Senate trial, it will be an issue that is bad for the incumbent administration, which has let between 6 and 8 million people illegally into the country since Biden took office. So this is a huge issue. It's overwhelming cities, including Seattle, but Chicago, New York, all these cities that paraded their virtue by saying, you know, send us all your illegal immigrants. They wouldn't use the word illegal, but send us all your immigrants. We're welcoming. We're a sanctuary city. As soon as they came, they said, oh, no, we were kidding. So I think it's a big issue, but I think more and more people are just disgusted with both parties, and understandably so.
And are you one of those people who is looking more and more at the possibility that Joe Biden and maybe, just maybe, Donald Trump could, at the last minute, step aside and be replaced by candidates with fewer negatives?
Trump will never step aside. Biden will only step aside if his cognitive issues are so obvious that he can't campaign. He campaigned last time from the basement, and you saw that he passed up the world's largest TV audience for an interview with a friendly network, CBS, before the Super Bowl. So he's clearly not feeling that he can go out and answer many questions. I must say that today I thought his speech about Navalny death at the hands of the Russian thugs was excellent. And I thought he was crisp, and he answered. There was one point at which he was kind of slow, and it looked like he could go off the rails. But mostly, he was able to answer questions, and he made an important speech. So who knows if he can go, but I would be shocked if he actually is willing to go into the debate with Donald Trump. And I don't think Trump will ever get out.
Mm-hmm. And do you remember how savory and high level and uplifting that first debate was between Trump and Biden last time?
Well, this is not exactly.
That was the worst, show we've ever seen. No, no. And they were running for the U.S. Senate.
Well, yeah, they should just have our candidates get in a mud wrestling ring and just start throwing stuff at each other.
Well, or again, the idea that Trump has already put forward, he wants to take another cognitive test and wants Biden and Nikki Haley to take cognitive tests. And the whole idea of dueling cognitive tests for doddering debaters just seems to me... Well, it's interesting. We have coming up Tim Nichols, who wrote a piece for The Atlantic, saying that we are in the midst of the weirdest presidential election in history. Let's hope it's not the most disastrous. The disastrous presidential election in 1860, well, it gave us Abraham Lincoln, our greatest president, but it also helped lead the nation to civil war. Where is this presidential election leading? We will find out, and more coming up. Thanks to Dr. Charles Lipson. His article, his commentary is posted at our website in This Greatest Nation on God's Green Earth.
There's a lot of talk all over the internet these days about the remarkable benefits of Carbon 60, and baby boomers are especially excited about it. Whatever generation you're in, if you want more energy, better health, and a boost in vitality, we invite you to try Gresca's Carbon 60, a stunning development in free radical destruction. Being much smaller in size than conventional antioxidants derived from fruits and vegetables, it is far more bioavailable to quickly mend the toxin-crippled cells in your body. Gresca's Carbon 60 is the only C60 product that is made without the use of undesirable solvents. The only one. Gresca's Carbon 60 was developed by a brilliant NASA carbon scientist, and 95% report positive results from this Nobel Prize-winning technology in just 4 days. Visit C-60.com. That's C-60.com or call 720-600-6040.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.